I spent 2 years half following Ayurvedic advice from books before I realized the problem wasn't the system. It was that none of it was written for me specifically. AI fixed that in one conversation. I'll be honest about something. I bought an Ayurveda book years before I ever used AI for anything. It sat on my shelf with a bookmark stuck at Chapter 3, Determining Your Dosha, because the quiz in the back asked me things like, is your hair naturally dry, oily, or thick? And I genuinely didn't know how to answer without overthinking it for 20 minutes. That's the quiet failure point of most ancient wellness systems when you try to learn them from a book. They were never meant to be static. A real Ayurvedic physician in ancient India would sit with you, ask questions, watch how you responded, and adjust. A book can't do that. A generic quiz can't either. But a conversation can, and that's exactly what an AI chat is. Here's the shift. Ayurveda was never meant to be a fixed set of rules. It was a living diagnostic conversation between practitioner and patient. AI is the first tool most of us have ever had access to that can actually hold that conversation on demand for free. Start with the conversation, not the quiz. Skip the static dosha quizzes online. They're fine as a starting point, but they flatten you into one of three boxes and stop there. Instead, open ChatGPT or Claude and just talk to it like you'd talk to a practitioner who has time for you. Dosha Conversation Starter. I want to understand my Ayurvedic constitution properly, not just take a quiz. Ask me questions one at a time about my body type, digestion, sleep, energy patterns, and emotional tendencies. After each answer, tell me what it might suggest before moving to the next question. Build up a fuller picture of my Vata, Pitta, and Kapha balance as we go. What surprised me the first time I did this wasn't the result, it was the process. The AI asked a follow-up question about my digestion that no quiz had ever asked, and the answer actually changed what it told me about my dominant dosha. A static quiz can't do that. A conversation can. Dinacharya, rebuilt around your actual life. Dinacharya, the Ayurvedic daily routine, gets presented online as this rigid list. Wake before sunrise, tongue scrape, oil pulling, specific meal times down to the hour. If you work shifts, have kids, or just aren't a 5 a.m. person, it can feel like a system built for someone else's life. So don't take the list as written. Feed it your real schedule and let AI translate the principles instead of the exact times. Realistic Dinacharya prompt. Here's my actual daily schedule. Describe your wake time, work hours, and constraints. Using the principles of Ayurvedic Dinacharya, not the exact traditional clock times, but the underlying logic of when to eat, move, and rest, design a version that fits my real life. Tell me the one or two changes that would matter most if I only adopted a couple of things. That last line matters. I don't need 11 new habits. I need the two that actually move the needle. And AI is much better than a book at telling you which two those are once it knows your constraints. Food as medicine, without the guesswork. Ayurvedic nutrition is built around eating for your dosha and the season, which sounds lovely until you're standing in a grocery store trying to remember whether pitta types are supposed to avoid tomatoes or just eat fewer of them in summer. I could never hold all the rules in my head. Now I just ask before I cook. Kitchen shortcut. Before you cook, describe what's in your fridge and ask which ingredients best support your dosha this week, given the season where you live. It takes 15 seconds, and it's more useful than any Ayurvedic cookbook I've owned, because it's answering for the food that's actually in front of you. Where I'd push back on myself. I want to be straight with you. Ayurveda is a traditional system, not a clinically validated one in the way modern medicine is, and AI doesn't change that. It can personalize the framework beautifully, but it can't verify a dosha the way a blood panel verifies cholesterol. Treat this as a wellness lens, not a diagnosis. Worth saying plainly, if you have a real health condition, this is a complement to medical care, not a substitute for it. Bring what you learn here to your doctor, not instead of them. What actually changed for me? I'm not going to tell you I've become some perfectly balanced kapha-pitta hybrid who never eats ice cream at 9 p.m. But I do know my patterns now. When I skip breakfast, my vata side spikes, and I get scattered by 2 p.m., and no book ever explained that to me as clearly as one honest conversation did. That's the whole shift, not a new belief system, just finally getting advice specific enough to use.